Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. Paul Brown is the featured guitarist on this Electronic Jazz program. Brown was born in Los Angeles in 1956. He began his career as a drummer, engineer, and producer. After much success in these endeavors, he emerged from behind the scenes and released his first solo album in 2004, and since has recorded over 10 albums. Here's Paul Brown from his White Sand album of 2007 with R&R Bump. After that, crossover saxophonist Hank Crawford will do You've Got It Bad Girl from his 1973 album Wildflower. Thank you. We are enjoying jazz electronica on this program. Chick Corea on synthesizer and Al Di Meola on electric guitar have some interesting interplay on Sophistafunk from Return to Forever's No Mystery album of 1975. In 1983, Al Jarreau recorded Mornin', and after that, keyboardist Joe Sample will do the title track from his Carmel release of 1979.
should walk, but I can't wait. I can't wait to set it straight. I was shaking, but now I am making it fine. Here in my mind, my heart will soar with love that's rare and real. My smiling face will.
You've got electronic jazz going on your radio today. Yohimbe is an African medicinal plant, and guitarist Jeff Golub and his Avenue Blue Band recorded Yohimbe in 1996 on their Naked City release. Eddie Daniels is a rare clarinet player in today's modern jazz, but he has made a career of it in mainstream. Born in New York City in 1941, Daniels crossed over into electronica in 1980. From his Blackwood album, you'll hear Walkin' the Line. From his Just Between Us release of 1992, guitarist Norman Brown teamed up with pop legend Stevie Wonder and recorded Too High, Wonder on vocal and harmonica. We'll be right back. The jazz rock band Chicago will begin this last set of electronic jazz. Here's Introduction from their first album of 1969. Guitarist Pat Metheny was born in Lee's Summit, Missouri in 1954. After 1 week of classes at Miami University on scholarship, Metheny joined the faculty. He recorded his debut album in 1976 and since then has released over 50 albums and has won 20 Grammy Awards. So here's Metheny on Every Summer Night from his Letter From Home album of 1989.
Oh,
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.